Okay, it's 11 o'clock. It's time for Master Life class. Very good to see you all. Let's open the session with a prayer. Father, we want to acknowledge that you are here. You are among us, and you assure your presence here, that we open our hearts and minds to receive your word. Thank you for the friends we have here, brothers and sisters, that we have companion in our way of following Jesus. We lift up today's session into your hand, that you will bless us with an encouraging session. We thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We praise the Lord. We are on the, now is the last class of Book 3. I'm very happy to see that all of you are still here. Let me do a brief review of the whole Book 3. First, let me go through what we learned last week. Okay. Oh, I should go there. Disciples, victory. And we have 6 weeks from overcoming the enemy, first week to week 6, stand victorious. That's what we learned last week. It used the Bible story of King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 tell us how to be victorious in the Lord. First, it talk about the art of war. How to be victorious if you are outnumbered by your enemy. The battle against Satan and against the forces of evil is fought first on your knees. I don't know if you have noticed this sentence appeared on and on at least 3 times. So the battle is won on your knees. So the key of spiritual battle is to pray to God. It gives us 5 principles. I just go through them briefly. First is the seeking God principle, then the knowing God principle, the depending on God principle, the believing God principle, and lastly, the worshiping God principle. Let's go through them quickly. The seeking God principle. You'll always seek God in a problem. He's the first person you go to if you face any kind of problem. Seek God not individually, but corporately. Okay, that's a lesson we need to learn. Not just individually, but corporate, like King Jehoshaphat. He called all the people of Judah to come before God. Pray as a group. Find someone who can pray with you. Pray as a group for extended time, like what we're going to do this coming Saturday. We're going to pray for an extended time for about 4 hours. Do not consult someone who do not have the same commitment to Christ as you do. So even he or she's a Christian, you should find someone who's on the same level of commitment as you are. Then when you go into battle with enemy, do not be afraid. Fear is faith in the enemy. Have faith in God instead, not in the enemy. All right. Then the knowing God principle says, because you know God, you can base your prayers. Okay. It's about your prayers on 4 things. First is His person. You know the person you are praying to is the Almighty and the loving God. Then His promises. I will have victory in Jesus. That's what He promised. Then you base your prayer on His purpose. God's purpose is for me to glorify Him. Lastly, base your prayer on His previous acts. This book talks about the spiritual marker. It uses experiencing God. Henry Blackaby's book. In experiencing God, the author talks about spiritual markers. Those spiritual markers are the experiences you had in the past that because you depend on God, you won the battle. Those are called spiritual markers. So his previous act, base your prayers on his previous acts. The next one is the depending on God principle. Again, it says winning the battle on your knees. Make sure you humble yourself and pray to God. It says in the book, you must first win the battle on your knees. Instead of draw some plans, we start battle with prayers. Remember that it is God's battle and that He goes war through you. I like the word through. He goes war through you. It's God's doing the battle, but He goes war through you. Once you know that it is His battle, you can go in confidence. So depending on God, have true faith in Him and go in confidence. The next one is believing God principle. Signs that you believe God. Two signs. First, you praise God for what He has promised. Even though the battle is still on, you start praising God. Two, you obey God. God gives you the direction by which He plans to bring victory. But you must obey God to experience it. So you do it God's way, according to His plan. If you do this too, that are signs that you believe in God, like King Jehoshaphat. Okay, the last principle is the worshiping God principle. It says here, when you really believe in God, you praise and worship Him. This is, I think, the most dramatic term in that story is the king put a choir in front of the army. So the choir are praising God. And then God brings the victory. Okay. Praise and worship God before the battle. And praise and worship God during the battle. Praise and worship God after the battle. As King Jehoshaphat did. The whole people of Judah went to Jerusalem, the temple, to praise God. Okay. The secret is that the battle is won on your knees again. Our problem is that we fought the battle on our own, with our own understanding and ability, instead of seeking and trusting in God. So these five principles we learned last week. Let me do some more review for you. In the week before last, we learned this letters. First you have the foundation of Christ, and then upon that, you develop your personhood. And from your personhood, you send out a life message. And from your life message, you build up a ministry. And based on your ministry, you decide the direction of your home and your daily work, which is your career. And for each of the six steps comes a question. Okay. From the foundation of Christ, we ask, are Christ and His kingdom my first priority? From personhood, we ask, what kind of person am I becoming? Okay. I'm still in the process of developing my personhood. So where I am going, what I'm becoming. Life message, what does my life say to others? Okay. Ministry, how can I share my life with others? So ministry basically is sharing your life with others to the glory of God. My home. The question is, how can I make my home a platform for my ministry? So the home is for ministry. As for me and my household, we shall serve God. Okay. Daily work. How can I allow Christ to use my career to minister? So these are what we learned the week before last. Then let me do a review with this program, what we learned on the first week. Why this one coming first? Let's see the whole picture. Okay. The enemy is Satan, and he establishes three strongholds. First is the personal stronghold that's inside us. Those stubborn places in our personality that Satan can use as a base for to his advantage. Then there are ideological strongholds in our environment, in the society, that we agree with because we grew up in this society. And then there's a cosmic stronghold, like mentioned in the Bible, the evil spirit, Satan and his word, his authority, are real. So we face this kind of enemy. Okay. And personal stronghold, the book gave us some examples, like a pride, greed, improper speech, lust, bitterness, and so on. Ideological stronghold in our culture and in our environment, in our society, things like secularism, like philosophical systems, like value systems, homosexuality, Darwinism, evolution, and the so-called tolerance, and of course humanism. These are just examples of ideological strongholds in our culture. And the cosmic stronghold, this is from the Bible, the book of Ephesians. Under Satan, there are rulers and there are authorities. And there are powers of this dark world and there are spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Okay. These are the real cosmic strongholds. So they are a reality just as you are a reality. Okay. Okay, knowing God's will, I give you some of my summary of how to know God's will. The basis of knowing God's will, you have active faith, you have an obedient heart, you have an internalized word. I think you should be familiar with the third one. If Jesus' word is in you, and you can know God's will. And mature judgment, these four form the basis of knowing God's will. And then there are some special conditions of knowing God's will. We have three. First is the prompting of the Spirit. Then is the agreement of the church, like what apostles did, recorded in the book of Acts. And then the open doors, like Apostle Paul seek the open door to go to Rome. And I gave each of the seven some Bible basis, some verses, so I just flip them through. If you want to find out the verses, it's in my PowerPoint, which is online, so you can just fetch them anytime. Let me just quickly go through this. And I think by now you are very familiar with this hand here. Make sure it's just not a diagram, a cartoon. I hope you can put in action that you actually possess such a hand that you're listening to God's word here. You will examine, use your eyes to read through God's word. You will analyze, be diligent to just check all the reference, study the word of God, and remember, okay, commit into your memory the verses of God's word. Then think, meditate. Okay, spend some time, 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes, meditating on God's word. Then, of course, finally, apply. Okay, so you have a firm hold of God's word in yourself. And then last week we learned the last part, last pieces of the six pieces of spiritual armor, which is the belt of truth. First, true means be true to yourself, be truthful. So if you put on the belt of truth, means you will be true to yourself and be true to God when you pray and fight a spiritual battle. So just who you are, just the way you are, present yourself before God. Second, be in the truth. Hold to God's truth, which is His word. Satan is the father of lies. He would like you to deceive you. Then the book mentioned that the position of the belt is around your bowel, and that's the center of a person's emotions. So by putting on the belt of truth means you can master your emotions. Your emotions should be guided by the truth rather than by the flesh or by Satan. So your fear, your joy, all your emotions and your anger should be guided by truth instead of by Satan or by your flesh. Okay, finally, we have all the parts together. We have this six-part spiritual armor. Put on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the sword of the Spirit is the word of God, shield of faith, gospel shoes, and belt of truth. Then you have there you have your spiritual armor of God. I think maybe one day we should have a prayer meeting that's based on the spiritual armor of God, and then one by one I'll show you how to step by step put on the armor of God so we can pray through this six-part armor. But anyway, another diagram I showed you in the beginning of book 3. Thanks to Alan, our brother gave us this one. It's the same thing, okay? But this one actually has a Roman soldier in the picture. Okay? Alright. Next week's assignment. Congratulations, you just completed book 3 and you don't have daily work to do for one whole week. You need to prepare for the prayer workshop on October 1st and use the time to review the spiritual armor and God's word in my heart and in my hand, the two diagrams. And then use the time to review the memory verses of book 1, 2, 3. Okay? So all together you have almost 20 verses to review. Okay? Now again, mark your calendar. We have October 1st from 8 to 12. We have prayer workshop. And the next day, October 2nd, in our class time, we have a scripture test. Okay. Okay, about the prayer. Did I hear something?
Joy.
Joy. I thought that's what I heard. Okay, the schedule of the prayer workshop, let me give you a little bit detail. Okay, this is the schedule. Starting right on time, 8 through 8:20, we'll have a praise and worship, worship that leads into the prayer. Then from the 8:20 to 9 o'clock is the Acts. Remember, we learned in book 1, the Acts of Prayer. So the first hour is corporate prayer time and worship time. But then the following 2 hours, from 9 through 11, is individual prayer time. Actually, according to Master Lai, you should have 3 hours. I shortened that to 2 hours. So I have 2 hours that's all by yourself. It's individual prayer time. I'll talk about that a little bit more. Then the last hour, from 11 through 11:40, we will come together again as a group. We'll have a share and a prayer strength rally. I'll explain that a little bit later. Then lastly, 11:40 through 12, the last 20 minutes, will conclude the whole session in praise and worship. Now let me talk a little bit about the individual prayer time. Okay, individual prayer time. You will go to different rooms to do the following. Okay? Ideally, we should have a very big place and has lots of rooms. So all the 40 plus of us each can go to an individual room to pray. But unfortunately, you know, we don't have 40 plus rooms. So we have to do it creatively. First, let's take a look at what you are going to do. Of course, individual prayer time, you're going to pray. And you may wonder, what can I pray for 2 hours? Okay, for your life purpose and goals. This is a main point of your prayer. And for the removal of strongholds, for your involvement in God's ministry, for the salvation of your family members and friends. Remember the circles. And pray for any other things that God puts in your heart. Actually, you will find the time is not enough. Once you get it started, you just think, oh, 2 hours too short. Too short. Yeah. All right. Besides praying, the master life allow you to finalize, use the time to finalize your life purpose and goals. Also, you can bring your Bible with you to review master life memory verses. Okay. So during that 2 hour period, you can have some activity, but mainly you will spend the time in prayer. Then we have this room assignment. This is what we're going to do with the rooms. Okay, we will use all the rooms on the second floor, the sanctuary downstairs, and the nursery downstairs. So we'll use both floors. And the sanctuary, each pew in the sanctuary will seat one person for a total of 20 persons. We'll have 20 pews. So one person occupy the whole pew. Okay? And we have one nursery there. One person can use the nursery too. Same thing for the English worship room. This room here. This room is much smaller than the sanctuary downstairs. But basically, one person sitting in one pew. Or you can find a way any place on the second floor, this room and the room behind us. You'll find a place that you can use that place to spend 2 hours in prayers. Okay. And other rooms. You notice we have some other rooms here. Basically, one room, one person. One room, one person. But if you are a couple and they say we want to stay in the one room, that's fine. Couple can occupy the same room. Okay, they can do so. They can pray together. Okay. If you pray first, you say I don't want to sit in the sanctuary and I don't want to sit on the second floor. I want to go outside or do something, some other place. If you prefer to use other space around the church, as long as you can spend 2 undisturbed hours in prayer, you may do so. So that would be two undisturbed hours. Some people say, I want to stay in my car for 2 hours. If that will work, you can make sure that's two undisturbed hours. You can achieve your purpose, and that is fine. Okay. But it should be around the church, not too far away. You need to come back at 11 o'clock. So basically, this is about our prayer workshop. Do you have questions? Okay. I will ask Yishun to send out email for what I just mentioned, so you can see it in your email. I'll give you even more detail. So we can start praying to God. Write down the things that you think you want to focus in the prayer workshop. Spend that precious 2 hours in prayer. Okay. All right, for today's small group time, once again, we check each other's homework and we share. Okay, for the past 2 weeks, Master Life asked you to do one particular ministry job, that's to show God's love to someone. Okay, so you share that with your group members and share your experience of sharing your personal testimony or sharing a salvation plan. If you have done that already, you can share it. If not yet, pray that God will provide opportunity for you to do that. For sure, before the end of the whole course, you need to have at least one of such experience. And you discuss with your group member what you've learned from Master Life Book 3. Okay. You quote Ephesians 3:20 through 21. That's our memory verses last week, and you pray. All right, we break into small groups.